What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. As always, thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Join us Monday through Friday as we do these devotionals. Thank you for all the new subscribers, some of you that just jumped on recently. I know we just had some powerful West Hartford meetings, got a bunch of people tuning in up in Hartford, Connecticut. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I want to call this episode Dad's Approval. Dad's Approval. You know, I think there's something in every one of us that longs for a father's approval, right? I do. Whether you had a dad or not, there's something in us that longs for the approval of a father or a father figure, right? I mean, ultimately, it's wanting an approval from the Lord. You know, recently I had an interaction with my son, which kind of opened my eyes to just the reality of this. He's five. I mean, the guy is probably tries to overachieve. He's five, and like yesterday, he was just complaining that he can't snap or he can't, you know, skip or whistle the way his other friends can. But then I see other areas where he's really sharp. You know, like we'll get him a Lego set that says seven and up. You know, and the guy will open the instructions with no help and build this airplane. And if he ever asks for help, it's because two pieces are stuck together that he put together and he wants to break them back apart. And the other day, he was playing with this magnet game. And this magnet game is, it looks like a little suitcase, a little brown, thin suitcase. You open it up, the inside of the little suitcase is a magnet board. And then they give you all these pieces on the side. They're all colorful, like red, blue, yellow, and they're circles, rectangles, squares, and filled in, and you got to like make a design. So, and then he gets all these cue cards to pick what you want to make, right? So, let's make a race car, let's make a balloon, let's make a dinosaur. And you just arrange the magnets, you know, as to what you're seeing on the card. Well, I noticed something that he was just like throwing it together fast, right? Putting it together quick, slamming it together. And I remember watching him and I'm thinking, man, I want to make it a little more challenging to him. I kind of want to, you know, help him out. So I said, Isaac, look, you're doing a great job, but you should, you know, try to be a little more straight when you make them, you know, like this tail isn't pointing down. You want to make it point up and, you know, hey, how about this race car? See, the wheels weren't really fully touching the square. You need to pull it out a little bit. And I said, you got to have attention to detail, man. And he said, well, what is attention to detail? And I said, well, you want to be accurate. You want to be as, you know, as much as it is to the card that you can. So he's trying so hard on the next one, and he finally gets it right. And I'm like, hey, good job, you know, and I'm walking away. And I say he finally got it right. I mean, I was telling him, hey, buddy, that's not it. That's not it. And so a couple days, there was this weird thing about it, you know. His mom comes down. He said, Mom, Daddy's trying to tell me attention to detail, and it's kind of difficult, and she's encouraging him. And then that night when he went to bed, he brings it up. You know, when every kid kind of decompresses before bed and starts rambling about things, he brings it up again about attention to detail. Then the next day, afternoon, I come in from work, and he's playing at the table with his mom, and he's trying to make sure that he can be accurate with it. So I come in the room, kiss him. I say, what's up? And he looks at me, and he says, Daddy, I don't want to do attention to detail anymore. This isn't fun. I just want to do it the way I want to do it, and I want to make sure it's, I just want to have fun, and I just don't like that you always tell me to have attention to detail. Well, always. I had one conversation with you, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, that's okay, man. Do whatever you want to do. You know, I was just trying to make it fun and challenging, but that's fine. You don't want that? No problem. You're doing a great job. And he's like, well, I just don't want that anymore, and you know, please don't say that to me. I'm like, fine. I walk away. And I can hear him over in the other room say to his mom a few minutes later, Mom, is this one attention to detail? I mean, right after he just told me, I don't want attention to detail. Don't tell me to do it this way. And his mom says, yeah, you're doing a great job. Well, I come strolling back in the room because, I don't know, over 5-year-olds, I'm the king of attention to detail. And he looks at me and he says, Daddy, is this attention to detail? I mean, we just had this conversation that you no longer want attention to detail. And I looked at it. And to be very honest with you, friends, I feel like the windshield of the car could have been a little more pointed to the top. I just, to be honest with you, I said, Isaac, that's an amazing attention to detail. You're doing a great job. And I walked away. And what really dawned on me is the desire to have a father's approval. A desire to have somebody that we love, a father, ultimately God, right? Wanting his approval. That's not the dangerous part in this whole thing, right? Because we really do seek approval, unfortunately, from people, right? A father's one thing. A lot of times you're not going to get it, but we seek it from people. Ultimately, we need it from God, which causes years of pain if we're not careful who we're seeking it from, right? We're going to talk about that in a minute. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about dad's approval. You know, it's interesting because what happens over time, right, when we want approval from fathers, because, I mean, there's no doubt about it. In this country, there's a father wound. I mean, there's no, I mean, nobody's wondering that, right? I mean, there was a prison that had a recently said, oh, it's Mother's Day. Let's everybody write cards for their mom and we'll give you an opportunity. And it was flooded. I mean, it was like almost every prisoner went and said, and I think they paid for the postage and stuff. And all these prisoners wrote love notes to their moms, just thank them. You know what I mean? Father's Day came around. They said, oh, let's do it for your dads. Nobody. I think it was like one. There's definitely a father wound in America, right? Which happens, look, when you don't get the approval from your earthly dad, because there is a connection there spiritually, you end up living the rest of your life trying to seek approval, right? Think about it. When I look at little girls that dress like hookers, when I look at, you know, people on the internet dressed like very scandalous, because all I see is a little daughter that had a messed up father is what I see. I see somebody that just didn't get enough love from their dad. And ultimately, even if it is a secure dad in the home, then there's clearly a gap of the love, affection. Because look, confident women don't act like that. I'm just telling you right now. I mean, women, girls and women that have been had been instilled confidence in them, that have had a safe environment to grow and be who they are and be strong and independent, they don't rip their clothes off for attention. Bottom line. But if you're not careful, this is what it looks like. And look, all of us can easily judge. Yeah, man, I ain't ripping my clothes off. No, but you're compromising your convictions. You put on a fake set of angel wings and run around the house putting everyone before you because you want their approval. You take a loss on everything in your life because you just want to appear like you're like a servant so people will like you. There's no difference. Seeking approval from people. Look, wanting people to fill a God-sized need in your heart is always going to produce frustration. Like you can't. As much as I even love my wife, right? There's not a human being on this earth closer to me than that woman, right? She's my best friend. She's everything to me. My wife, I love her with everything in me. I still cannot expect her to fill a need in my heart that only God can fill. And approval? Look, it's not horrible, right? I want the approval of the mentors in my life, the people that you work for, you may want their approval. And there's nothing wrong with that alone, right? Approval is needed. But when it causes you to compromise your convictions and it causes you to alter who you really are because you want to be liked by people, that's a prison, friends. See, the Bible says that Jesus grew in favor with God and man. And I really believe that God was first because he has to be the one we get favor from, right? I realized a long time ago in ministry, I was in a shark-infested pool, man, that I didn't belong. People didn't think I belonged there. But I knew if I got favor with God, then man will follow. Do you know what I'm saying? I knew that if God shone his favor on my life, there will be a moment where you will be forced to tolerate it, or you're going to celebrate it with me and we're going to do great things together, period. I just never was wired to really, like, you can't do that, right? When you grow up the way I did and your dad was a murderer and you never seen him and you grew up in the hood and your mom was the only one raising you and at best she was kind of jacked up, then you realize, like, dude, I'm not going to look, you know, like, I have to have God fill that void. I can't expect you to do that for me. And early on, I wanted that from men, right? Drug dealers, men of influence, people that drove nice cars. And, you know, there's something in every one of us that's like, man, I want to be in, you know? I see it. Look, I see it on a Christian level. You know how many times I've seen businessmen come around the church? They have money. They're barely saved. I mean, they might just say, they might just show up in church angrily, if that's a word. And you know what I see? I see young men that just want them. I want to have money like that. I want to be influential like you. Man, you have so much to offer. And really, the guy has nothing to offer. It's just you are so desperate. You are so desperate for a father figure in your life that you compromise who you really are. How do we see, getting God's approval isn't a work thing. It's a rest thing, right? It's receiving who he is. When you receive his love and receive his affection, how do I do that? Read his word, right? I remember there was a time in the book of Isaiah, he says, you know, because you're mine and I love you, right? It was one of the only verses that God looks right at you and says, because I love you, you know, I'll give nations in exchange for, you know, all these great things. And it was like, I needed that. There was a time in my life I needed to know that God loved me. And today, that's the greatest revelation you can have, knowing that God loves you. And if you know that God loves you, you're not seeking his approval through other people. You seek it from him. So, Father, today, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your purpose in our lives. We receive you now. We receive that love and that grace. Transform us as we gaze on you, so we'd fully realize that the approval that we long for on this earth only comes from our dad. And the great thing about you is, whether we have attention to detail or not, you still love us. Come on, we love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.